Stay your ass in the house. Yeah, you. You. Stop going out riding bikes, going to the beach. How the fuck we gonna cure this shit if you keep going outside? Stay your ass in the house. You. Yeah, you.
They got all these cases. It's crazy, man. Stay inside. You heard Uncle Snoop. What's up with you? It's Clay and Company. We out here. The virus is out, but we still gonna have a show. Why would I just sit back? All this stuff going on. It's like all this stuff going on. Like there's so much going on. I didn't have time to put a show together. I had a show together. I had like two or three. I'll probably release it like later, something like that, so you can hear it. I was talking about sports, but like right now, none of that is relevant. Like sports is on hold. You got all this stuff on hold, but let's get to it first. Like I'm gonna run through the headlines like I always do. And you know, the main headline is what it is, like with the coronavirus. Hold on, I'm trying to bring up like the official stats, cause I gotta refresh this page that I got. Okay. Strength is in numbers. Like you always gotta look at the numbers. Like the media messing it up by not telling anybody how many have recovered. So as of right now, it is like 7 p.m. on March 25th. It's a Wednesday. 460,000 cases reported. 20,000 deaths. 113 recovered. Like 113,000 recovered. Out of the 325,000 active cases, we have 311,000, which is 96% in a mild condition, 14,000 in a serious or critical condition. That's only 4% of the 325,000. And out of the closed cases, 134,000 altogether. Out of that, the ones that recovered, 113,000. Deaths, 20,000. They're throwing the deaths in your face. They're not telling you how many people recover. 113,000 recover out of 460,000 cases. We about to see what's going on. If you know what numbers, if you know about numbers, you can come up with a conclusion for yourself. Monitor it. Do what you do. It don't matter. You could panic like these other people, or like you could see it for what it is. Plus, like a lot of the reports aren't getting done either. So, you know, it's never going to be what it is. You just got to keep moving on. So, on to a more uplifting note. I want to shout out the Dayton XXL's 2020. Shout out C-Ray for hosting the event. Mo Better. Shout out to the contestants. Baby the Ruler. Like, hey, he was going in. He dropped his I'm Here. He also dropped Blast For Me. Tone Capone, he dropped 3 videos in 2 months. I believe, like, the Almost Don't Count 3 with C-Ray 937. Probably got a slight delay, but he just dropped a new song called COVID-19. You should go check that out. It's on YouTube. And he dropping new music soon, like, that COVID-19, that's a sign right there. Shout out to Jai, he got a single Band-Aids, gaining steam. He's got like 60,000 views, probably more, on Bangers Only, the YouTube page, official YouTube page. Ohio, stay at home. Look, we about to start this up. It's Clay and Company. Picasso, baby.
I got me a ticket and I had to stay down and go and get the keys. Some niggas was bloodthirsty, sucking lead. Now the stain on my shirt, I wash my shoe with bleach. You can't knock me off track, I'm stable with the cleats. Wanna live like a boss, wanna drill with the sauce. Give a fuck by the cost, I'ma take over. But right now I'm at Wendy's, I'm flipping the burgers. Supervisor, he want me to stay over. I can't help but to notice some of you niggas ain't focused. Some of you lying and boasting.
Alright, so Baby the Ruler, man. Shout out to Baby the Ruler. He was in Dayton XXL's 2020. Hosted by C-Ray 937 and Mo Better. Shout out to Dayton. Go to DaytonTopic.com. That's my website. You can find a video on there. It's on YouTube. It's everywhere, man. It's on Facebook. it's about to be all over Twitter because I'm talking about it right now. I'm about to put it on there too. Share it up. But he dropped I'm Here. That's his new album. It's on iTunes. It's on Apple Music. It's on Spotify. It's on, I think it's on Tidal too. I gotta look. I gotta check. But he also dropped Blast For Me. That's on all them handles too. And it's on, and it's, I think it's on SoundCloud as well. Like, artists is dropping stuff like on more outlets. Like, they've been doing that, but now like more people are doing it. Like, you gotta, they beefing up the library. You gotta keep up with it. Gotta keep up with it. Shout out to Tone Capone, man. Dropped 3 videos in like 2 months. Like, I had to look on Dope Donnie page and check. Like, I kept seeing the shit pop up. I'm like, damn, Danny, he dropped a video the other week. Like, oh, that's another one. Like, okay, he got something in the chamber. He got something in the chamber. I'm waiting for Almost Don't Count 3 to come out. I was in the scene. I gotta see what's up. I gotta see what's going on. I gotta get back in the mix. But this coronavirus, done put it on hold. Slight delay. Like, I know C-Ray, man. Y'all know that's my brother. Like, I know he gonna finish the movie. It's gonna come out. It's gonna be dope. You gotta wait, cause pressure make diamonds. You gotta wait. Patience. You gotta have patience. I know he's gonna be dropping more new music. He dropped the COVID-19 song. I'm gonna put a teaser of that on here. Shout out to Jive again. Band-Aids got like 60,000 views on Bangers Only. Back to this Ohio stay at home. One thing I do wanna ask, and I'm thinking about it too. You think about your kids when they go back to school. When they go back to school, they talking about they not going to school this year. They just talked about earlier that they gonna cancel the report cards. Like, when they go back, how would you feel as a parent if, cause I know a lot of them would be indifferent about it. Like, a lot of parents is indifferent about the flu shot. What if, you know what I'm saying, they got this little magical vaccine for the coronavirus. You gonna let them do that too? Get that shot? What if it's gonna be like mandatory or something like that? I don't know about all the laws and all that. I gotta look into that. That's something I gotta look into. That's why I'm throwing that out there. Like, something that people gotta look into. Like, and don't just say like, oh, they can't do that. Like, they doing a lot of stuff right now to where people are like, they can't do that. And guess what they did? Like, they flipping it on you like back in 99. Like, no, you didn't. Like, nah. Like, yeah, they did. They definitely did. I'm about to hit this new segment I got. It's called What's Up. And it's like totally positive and all that, but it's like, what's up with that shit? You feel me? So like Wendy's, they got breakfast. I know everybody been talking about this a little bit, but like, I don't think they talking about it enough, because I went up there just to try it out. Like, I live by Wendy's, but like, I don't go there like that, especially not in the morning, because like, I'm used to it being closed anyway, you feel me? So I don't even go that way. But I tried it a few weeks ago, made sure they made it fresh, and it was good. I thought it was decent. I talked to an older friend of mine, and he was telling me that they used to have it back in the day. And I'm like, you know, older people talk about back in the day, you thinking like, okay, how far back you talking? Because when, you know, when you was younger, like when they said back in the day, like you kind of knew, like, okay, you know, you got the little time frame in your head, like you're older now, then feel me? Like, it's crazy. But they was telling me, I don't know what year, but Wendy's used to have breakfast back in the day, and then they got rid of it because they were so focused on them stupid burgers, selling them burgers lunchtime, trying to compete with McDonald's. Like, they fell off with it. But it's like, now they brought it back. Like, I mean, I've worked at McDonald's enough. Like, I know what their food tastes like. I don't even like eating there really. I'll eat there sometimes, but like, I don't go out of my way to go there, because I used to work there. Just, I mean, I don't know, there's something about places like I used to work at, like, I just be like, nah. Like, nah, I ain't even trying to give them no more of my money. For real. But, like, to compare the breakfasts, I would say Wendy's tipping the scale a little bit. You be the judge. Let me know. Holla at me. If you on Anchor right now, there's a plus sign up by my name. Picasso, baby. Shout out to Verbal Purge. Clay and Company, you can drop a line. I mean, you feel something about this? Anything. You feel anything about what I just said? Even in the further segments before about the coronavirus, you got something to say, not against me or anything like that, but I'm saying if you got a shout out, I'll put it on here. Real talk, try me. Shout out to Donald Glover, he just dropped a new album. And then they got there's some other stuff going on. I just watched the finale of All American. Let me know what y'all think about that. I don't know if y'all into All American. It's just about this guy named Spencer. He's a football player. And he's from Cali. And he switches schools. He used to go to Crenshaw. Then he starts going to a school that's like up north. Like, you know, it's a little uppity and, you know, it's different culture and all that. Like, so like he goes to one of these, like, I forget what the school's called exactly. Like, I don't be paying attention to the names and stuff. I just be locked on to the characters. But it's about this guy that plays football, and then he's got like all this stuff going on, and it's crazy because it's like he from the hood, like he from Crenshaw. Like, you think about Crenshaw, like you think about Compton, like California, like all that, Boys in the Hood, like he from that era, you know what I'm saying? Like, in nowadays, like that's, it's set in these times, like right now. And he moves, goes to the other side, and it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that just builds a perfect foundation for a show, because it's like, everybody can relate to that. Like, you leaving your hometown, or like, you know what I'm saying, you going on where you think the grass is greener, and it's like, there's a lot of stuff that happens to him from the first two seasons up until like the beginning to the end. Like, I'm thinking about it now, like, he done been through so much. Like, it's crazy what they put, like, these characters and, like, how they tell these stories. Like, it's dope. Like, I'm a writer, too, so, you know what I'm saying? When other writers feel the craft, like, they feel a little deeper than, you know, just the average watcher. Like, they see different elements to it. Shout out to them on that. You should go watch Hunters on Amazon. Hunters on Amazon is dope. And then just on the regular side of TV, like, Dave, he on FX. It's Lil Dicky, the rapper. He from Philadelphia. He be spitting. He could play basketball too, but he got like a little show called Dave. It's on FXX. It's pretty dope. I think it's cool to see like rappers stepping out of their element and like doing other things. Like, Dicky known for rapping, but like he trying to really like do comedy. Like, he funny. Like, I know funnier people, but I'm just saying, like, he funny in like his own little way, and like he got his little show. Like, I don't know. Shout outs to him. I think it's cool. I like to see. Like, I even have friends that I think could have TV shows that probably be better than Dicky's. But like, I mean, Lil Dicky doing his thing though. I don't know if you've seen it yet. For Life on ABC. You should check that out too. While you staying at home. Ohio, stay at home. They so serious about that hashtag though.
For respiratory virus.
Now, this is the third person here in the state. This after the State Department of Health says tests from the other, from the first two, came back negative. NBC 4's Eric Alvarez.
Yeah. Hey, I can't even trust no more. It's cool, cause I can't trust no hoe. It's hard to give a fuck no more. My heart done went so cold below. You looked me in my eyes and told me that you had my back before. The same nigga told me so, stabbed me in my back for show. Don't know why you acting slow, cause I go get that Mac and blow. Don't know what you packing for, if you ain't gon' pack that hoe. I don't do this shit for show, that's why it ain't too much. I show respect until you don't. Then this bitch gon' have to blow. Hey, shit just hit the fan, now it's about to hit the flow. I'm just standing by the door with a semi-auto. It's hard to watch you come and go with you, and I both know you owe. Your fucking loyalty is limited, ain't doing that no more. Can't even hit the store no more, don't know where it's safe to go. Shit just sound like another regular day in the O. Bitch, you bugging, I've been thugging ever since I had Lil Bro. Bossing up on the daily since you nosy, wanna know? I've been had these straps put up, I've been ready since before. I ain't tripping, everybody gone rushing by MO. And my hustle's got a bubble, still need my